This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. It is an even 70 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, pretty much like yesterday right now. It's a cloudy day out there, and we're going to take a close look at your weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes here. It's not going to be one of those days that you want to remember a long time, I don't think. Mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 80% all day. Right now, we'll talk about the cell phone ban. The Chapel Hill Town Council voted last night to put the town's cell phone driving ban on hold until this fall, despite a decision from the North Carolina Court of Appeals that would have allowed it to go into effect next week. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council voted 7-1 last night to delay implementation of the town's ban on cell phone use while driving until October 1st. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said there's still a slim chance the state Supreme Court could agree to hear the case.
I personally believe it's unwise to tinker with this until we get some finality. I'm also concerned about going ahead and expending resources on education campaign and other kinds of things that say that there is a cell phone ban while driving in effect when it still might be in jeopardy.
When the council approved the ban back in March of 2012, it was the first in the nation to prohibit the use of both handheld and hands-free devices behind the wheel. However, a lawsuit challenging both the cell phone driving ban and the town's towing regulations led to an injunction from the Orange County Superior Court that prevented the ban from being enacted last year. That injunction was dissolved by the State Court of Appeals earlier this month, making it possible for the town to start enforcing the ban next week. Instead, council members agreed they want more time to wrap up the legal proceedings and work on an educational campaign for drivers. Councilmember Matt Chakovsky cast the lone vote against the delay. He argued the ban is not likely to be enforced and said he'd rather see the town focus on enforcing the statewide ban on texting while driving instead.
We would be much better off if we as a town said we're going to enforce the anti-texting law. But we're not going to do that. We're going to educate people on the danger of using cell phones in cars, with the likelihood of anybody ever being cited somewhere between slim and non-existent.
Once Chapel Hill's ban is in place, the use of a cell phone while driving inside town limits would be a secondary offense, meaning police could only charge drivers who'd been stopped for other violations. Drivers found to be using a phone behind the wheel would be subject to a $25 fine. Kurt Ribisill is a professor at UNC's Gilling School of Global Public Health. He told the council the ban could set a precedent for other communities to follow.
I think it's fantastic. I think we're setting the norm. I think you're going to see communities across the country passing similar policies like this in the coming years, and I'm glad we're at the forefront. Thank you for your leadership.
The cell phone driving ban is slated to go into effect on October 1st, but the council will have another chance to review the ordinance before that happens this fall. The towing regulations, which limit how much tow operators can charge and require increased signage on private lots, will go into effect next Monday. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news coming up in just a moment.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your boat.
Hey, Skipper, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your boat insurance, we've been boating a lot more, and I love it. You and me just boating. Boating on the bay, boating on the lakes, the rivers. Heck, with your buddies, we hit the throttle and boated on over to watch that regatta. And I tell ya, we have regatta do that again.
GEICO could help you save on your boat insurance, and that should make you and your boat very happy.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carborough or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Now at AT&T, for a limited time, you can come in and get half off the newest smartphones. You know, the good stuff. When you trade in your current smartphone and sign a qualifying two-year agreement. So you can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy S4 16GB, and even the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99. Until now, you probably figured you'd seen it all. And then when you're looking the other way, AT&T announces that they've got the latest, greatest smartphones for $99.99. It's true. You can get the HTC One 32GB, Samsung Galaxy Galaxy S4 16 gig and the BlackBerry Z10 for $99.99 each when you use your trade-in value. Now from AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Limited time offer, select locations, in-store only, subject to change. Purchase smartphone for $199.99 with 2-year agreement with minimum monthly voice and data plans and receive $100 instant savings with qualified trade-in. 3 years or newer. Early termination and other fees and terms apply. Visit att.com/trade-and-save or store for offer details.
Hello, this is Mark Kleinschmidt, mayor of Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 at WCHL. North Carolina's 68th governor and first Republican governor of the 20th century, Jim Holzhauser, has died at the age of 78 after a prolonged illness. James Hubert Holzhauser was a native of Boone before he graduated from Davidson College. He then received his law degree from UNC here in Chapel Hill and later returned to Watauga County where he practiced law with his father. WCHL's legal and political analyst Hampton Dellinger says Governor Holzhauser's election was important for aspiring Republicans in our state.
He was a model in a couple of different but pivotal ways. First, for Republicans to show that they could run and win statewide in North Carolina, something they had not been able to do successfully for so often throughout the 20th century.
While in office, Holzhauser created the Board of Governors, which oversees the 17-campus UNC system. He also expanded public school kindergarten statewide as a proponent of education.
So it's a different legacy, I think, legislatively, probably not as deep as Governor Martin, and we'll see what the case is with Pat McCrory. But Pat McCrory is not faced with working across party lines in the way that Jim Holzhauser was.
Holzhauser was elected in 1972 and served from 1973 to 1977. He was the youngest governor since the 1800s. In a statement from UNC President Tom Ross, he says, quoting here, "On any issue of long-term importance to the university or higher education in this state, his counsel was sought out and highly valued. He was seen as the elder statesman of the Board of Governors, one with a gift for simply but eloquently getting to the heart of a complicated issue, bringing together diverse points of view and guiding his colleagues to consensus or resolution." To read the full statement and to hear the interview with Hampton Dellinger, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. 84 people were arrested at the 7th Moral Monday protest in Raleigh, including four members of the United Church of Chapel Hill. Police estimated that close to 1,000 gathered for the rally outside, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. That will be our top story at the bottom of the hour here on WCHL. The Board of Aldermen will approve their budget tonight, and they'll take a look at how transit tax money might be put to use in Carrboro. Under next year's budget, the municipal tax rate will stay the same for the fifth year in a row, and town employees will get a 1.9% cost of living pay raise. Aldermen will also consider transit system improvement projects to submit to Triangle Transit for possible funding from the percent sales tax that went into effect early this year. Improvements could range from bus shelter construction to sidewalk expansion along major roads. The board will meet tonight at 7:30 in Carrboro Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners will sign off on a new budget and 5-year capital investment plan when the board meets tonight. After weeks of negotiation and public hearings that drew dozens of residents to plead for more school funding, commissioners will finalize a spending plan that maintains the current property tax rate while digging into reserve funds to give more money to the schools. The budget also calls for the Chapel Hill Carrboro Special District tax rate to increase by 2 cents to provide $2 million to open the new Northside Elementary. The plan includes money for new EMS personnel and technology upgrades and sets aside $250,000 for the Social Justice Fund, designed to lessen the impact of state cuts to social programs. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, like a cup right now. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruiser's. Good to go. Well, not much happening with traffic this morning. Not so far. The situation will certainly change dramatically a little bit later on. When it does, Rand Northam will be here to report on it all morning long. I'll let you know what's happening on our roadways, but right now everything is copacetic out there. Time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And the weather is rather cloudy today. Mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Our weather forecast brought to you this morning by Carborough Family Medicine, serving Carborough, Chapel Hill, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you'd like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. As I was going to say, 80% chance of rain today. Pretty heavy chance. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. 80% chance of rain tonight as well. Just like we told you yesterday. Hasn't changed for a change. Overnight low tonight in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms all day. Our high tomorrow, about 80 degrees. David Letterman and the top 10 list on the way next on WCHL.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity to stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
What's up at the Cantina, Margaret?
Summertime means lots of North Carolina produce. The weekend dinner specials feature white sangria with fresh fruit like blueberries and peaches. And as different vegetables come available, we'll be serving customer favorites such as chiles rellenos and gazpacho. You'll see local squash, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, melons, and more on our menu.
You're making my mouth water.
That's the idea, Ron.
Margaret's Cantina. Local. Seasonal. Fresh. Now serving summer supper from 4 to 8 p.m.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
It is 6:19, 19 minutes past 6 o'clock, WCHL. David Letterman now, and the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
This is a Toys R Us news update.
Kids are creating their own backyard paradise with savings on water fun from Toys R Us. This week, cool off your backyard hideaway with 25% off hot picks like the Grand Rapids Slides and Sport and a 12-foot easy set pool with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for backyard fun? Why?
Exclusions apply. Items cannot be combined with any other offer. See Toys R Us for details.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Top 10 things overheard at the Art Garfunkel concert. Number 10, gotta call you back, Garfunkel looks pissed. Number 9, he's even more Garfunkel-y in person. Number 8, I told you we should have gone to see Oates. Number 7. Yeah, my tickets were free, too. Number 6. You know what would make this concert better? Paul Simon. Number 5. He's easily one of my 3 favorite Garfunkels. Number 4. 3, 2, 1. Happy 1970! Number three, we're at an Art Garfunkel concert and he walks out. Number two. Yes, Grandma, we'll ask him to autograph your chest. And number one thing overheard at the Art Garfunkel concert, why don't you go Garfunk yourself? What?
David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Good one this morning. Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Don Rickles, Nick Cannon, and Tom Kiefer. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
I heard something the other day. This convinced me that Art Garfunkel must have been a real jerk. Of course, he must have, maybe he had a bad day or something, but he was in the studio and he was really being a jerk. I'm telling you. It is, I don't want to get into that though. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock in WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Notwithstanding its loss to North Carolina State this past Sunday, the UNC baseball team is still in Omaha this week in pursuit of its first ever College World Series title, and quite a few Triangle area residents made the trip with them, including Tom Jensen, the team's unofficial super fan. Tom Jensen is better known for his work with public policy polling, but boy, he loves the Tar Heels.
There's actually a really positive vibe around the team, even after what happened yesterday. I think there's kind of a realization that yesterday we faced the best pitcher in the country, and he pitched like the best pitcher in the country that he is, but that this is a team that really has shown an ability to bounce back from adversity all year, and these guys really feel like they can still do this, and we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Now, most of the time, as I said, Jensen's better known as Director of Public Policy Polling, the Raleigh-based firm that's fast developing a reputation as the most accurate pollster in the nation, but during baseball season is more likely to be on national TV as the most visible and audible member of the Tar Heel fan base.
Well, it's funny. I definitely have people like recognize me on the street, recognize me in the grocery store as the super fan. Nobody has ever come up to me in the grocery store and been like, oh man, you're the pollster.
Though he's the face of the Carolina fandom, Jensen's not the only one in Nebraska wearing Carolina blue. He says he figures UNC has the second largest fan base at the College World Series this year, behind only LSU. Even Roy Williams made the trek to Omaha. Jensen says the basketball coach was in the stands for Sunday's game. And while the Tar Heels have their backs against the wall after Sunday's 8-1 loss to the Wolfpack, Jensen says he'll never count out this year's team after all the adversity they've already overcome. Nevertheless, he says even if the Heels don't come home with the College World Series title, it's been a very memorable season nonetheless.
It's a wonderful group of people. This is, you know, I've really been around this program hardcore for 8 years now. We've never had a group of kids and parents as special as this year, and regardless of what happens the rest of the week, it's just been one amazing ride.
The Tar Heels face LSU today, 3 p.m., in a must-win game for both teams. Trent Thornton will get the start for Carolina. WCHL broadcast the game in full today. It'll also stream live on chapelbro.com. Again, listen at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have the game for you. Baseball live on WCHL, of course. And good luck to the Tar Heels. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6, WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court rules 7-2 in favor of the honor system. More after this from Charlie.
Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs three things to steal your identity: your name, social security number, and date of birth. And they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records: your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
In 2004, Arizona's Proposition 200 passed easily. More than 55% of voters said yes. And it imposed a new requirement for voters, proof of citizenship in order to register, a driver's license, birth certificate, passport. By the time a lower court struck it down, Sam Brook of the Southern Poverty Law Center says the law had potentially denied 31,000 people their right to vote, many of those people minorities.
Data shows that they are the least likely to have identification documents that would prove U.S. citizenship status.
And yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court agreed that Arizona had gone too far and voted 7-2 to overturn Arizona's law. The ruling means that voters need only fill out the standard federal form, which simply asks, are you a citizen of the United States? You check yes, you sign the form, on penalty of perjury if you lie, but that's it, no ID required. Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch, doesn't see how coming up with one piece of ID would be a problem for legal residents.
All Arizona was seeking was basic information proving citizenship. Most people, it seems to me, would think that to be common sense.
But the Supreme Court did leave Arizona a way to get its law back, go before the Election Assistance Commission and request a state-specific change in the federal form, which is just what Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn plans to do.
We have to go to the EAC, request relief from them, and if they deny it, go back to court.
Just one little catch. It turns out there is no one currently serving on the Election Assistance Commission. Oh, that Supreme Court is a tricky bunch. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
You know what they say. April showers bring May flowers, but at Harrington Bank, April showers bring great rates. At Harrington Bank, we're always thinking of ways to help you get ahead. Trust your local bank to have the best rates in town. Call or stop by today to learn more about our current CD specials. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Farrington Road, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Visit us online at harringtonbank.com. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at BestTile.com.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Bean & Barrel. It's half off, $30 for food, available until midnight for $15. After a long day, come and enjoy the upscale bar and gourmet fare prepared by executive chef at Bean & Barrel. On the menu, find mouth-watering appetizers, delicious salads, and entrees such as steak, shrimp and grits, and vegetable risotto. It's half off from Bean & Barrel. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chap Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Good morning. It is 6:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at carolinainn.com. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 70 in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler. Mostly cloudy showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon today. 80% chance of rain, pretty sure thing. High today in the low 80s. Tonight, still an 80% chance of rain, showers and thunderstorms overnight, and lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a 50-50 chance of rain in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 80 degrees. In case you're wondering, tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain, and then on Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel
CBS
Station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. Thousands of combat and special operations positions would be open to women. Details are coming today from the Pentagon. Retired Marine Corps General Brendan Kearney.
I think they should be given the chance to go ahead and try to serve as combat engineers, Navy SEALs, Marine infantry men, reconnaissance, the entire thing.
The Defense Department plans to create one standard for men and women, but requirements will not be lowered just so women can be accommodated.
The main issue right now is going to be upper body strength, how it's measured and how women can perform tasks that have traditionally been performed by men, and in particular making sure there's one standard when it comes to the physical fitness tests, push-ups, pull-ups.
Mike Lyons, a retired Army major, is a CBS News military consultant.
It's difficult to say whether or not more women in these combat units will change the dynamics of the sexual assault challenge the military has right now. The disproportion, though, of women in these combat units, there are none, and I'm not sure by putting just a few there will change that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 70 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Cloudy day, 80% chance of rain. High temperature today in the low 80s. About like yesterday, actually, just a bigger chance of rain. 84 people were arrested at the 7th Moral Monday protest in Raleigh yesterday, including four members of the United Church of Chapel Hill. Police estimated that close to 1,000 gathered for the rally outside, targeting policies of the Republican-controlled legislature. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more on what happened.
Now! Justice! Now!
That's the sound of hundreds of protesters inside the General Assembly. The activists who planned to be arrested walked in a circle outside the chamber doors, chanting and singing. 19-year-old Kira Freslin was one of them.
I think it's time that we, you know, stand up. You can't just talk the talk. You gotta walk the walk.
Freslin and her pastor at the United Church of Chapel Hill, Jill Edens, along with fellow congregation members, Reverend Susan Steinberg and Dave Otto, all were arrested Monday night, rallying against Republican policies ranging from social spending to education and voting rights. 17 were arrested in the first Moral Monday protest in late April. Now the arrest total is nearing 500. The number of supporters has grown as well, with attendees traveling from places like Charlotte, Wilmington, and Black Mountain. Here's Pastor Edens.
And we're in this for the long haul. I mean, we understand we could be doing this till November of 2014.
The United Church of Chapel Hill has sent about 25 people each week, and about 10 members have been arrested. But before the arrestees, who wore green armbands, arrived at the General Assembly, the NAACP debriefed them on what to expect, how to march in, and passed out sign-up sheets. Here's Steinberg.
Honored to have this opportunity and thankful that it's so well organized that I feel very safe going into it.
Steinberg is the associate pastor for Children's Ministries in the United Church of Chapel Hill. She said the last straw for her was the proposed legislation that would allow guns to be carried in public places like playgrounds. NAACP protest organizers also provided snacks and transportation to the General Assembly for the soon-to-be arrestees. Here's NAACP State Chapter President and Civil Disobedience Movement leader, Reverend William Barber.
So let it be clear and let it be known. They may not change, but neither will we. As long as we got breath in our body, as long as we got marching in our feet, we will stand, we will fight, we will speak, we will stand, we will fight, forward together.
Speakers from state advocacy groups also spoke about environmental and health care issues, which were spotlighted topics of the day. Here's Dave Otto.
I'm here to stand up for what I think is important. I'm sick and tired of reading every day in the paper what the legislature is doing. I haven't seen a single thing that they propose that I agree with.
Before the supporters and arrestees marched into the General Assembly together, they gathered outside for a rally which included music and speeches. Paper Hand Puppet Intervention's Jan Berger was there. He carried his larger-than-life puppet representing Mother Earth to take a stand for the environment.
I try and have my work and what I believe in intermesh, not be different. So if I can use my art, the stuff that I make, the puppets and the images that we create, to make a difference in the world, feels great.
Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade and Damon Siles, who were arrested during previous protests, were in attendance, as well as Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties. Barber also issued a call for larger crowds to attend the next two protests, dubbing the Mass Moral Mondays. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In its latest poll of North Carolinians, public policy polling found that a majority of Republicans in the state disapprove of the job the GOP-controlled state legislature is doing. 40% of Republicans said they disapprove, as opposed to 36% who say they approve. Overall, 56% of North Carolina voters disapprove of the job the General Assembly is doing. Tom Jensen, director of public policy polling, attributes this to the extreme legislation being pushed by the General Assembly.
I think that Republican voters just think that a lot of the proposals that Republican legislators have been passing in the General Assembly really are just too extreme, too far to the right even by Republican standards.
Among the extreme legislation Jensen cites is a bill to allow guns on all educational properties, a bill to raise interest rates on consumer loans, and a ban on purchasing cars over the phone or internet, which would make it difficult to buy electric cars in North Carolina. Now, in addition, both the House and Senate's proposed budgets had disapproval rates of 49% and 50% respectively, including a 33% disapproval of the House budget and 35% disapproval of the Senate budget by Republicans.
Average voters probably don't really know that much about what's actually in the House budget or the Senate budget, but they know that they don't trust the General Assembly, so they kind of just are inherently opposed to a lot of what they're trying to do.
While a majority of voters disapprove of the Republican-controlled legislature, the disapproval ratings for both parties in the General Assembly are almost equal, with Democrats and Republicans unfavorable at 47 and 49% respectively.
A lot of time voters don't actually know who's in charge of the General Assembly. Some people really just may not be aware that it is Republicans who are totally in charge and pushing this kind of stuff, especially because that is a change from the standard we've had in North Carolina, where Democrats have generally been in charge over the years.
In addition to the General Assembly's bad numbers, Governor Pat McCrory has reached his lowest approval ratings yet, with 45% of voters approving of the job he's been doing. While the governor's been able to fare better than the roundly disliked legislature, Jensen says McCrory's lack of resistance to the General Assembly is seen as implied support.
I think a lot of the Democrats and more moderate-leaning independents who voted for him last year, who generally vote Democratic, maybe are feeling like he has not been quite as different as a Republican as they thought he would be.
In April, public policy polling found that 31% of Democratic voters in the state approved of McCrory's work, but now polling is finding his support among Democrats at 24%. 71% of Republicans approve of the work McCrory is doing. The NAACP's Moral Monday demonstration drew hundreds to Raleigh again this week to speak out against the bills being passed by the state's General Assembly. But many other North Carolinians are getting active in other ways, including one small business owner here in Chapel Hill who chose a unique way to get her message across. We'll tell you all about that in our next newscast. Of course, we had the story on Moral Monday, what happened yesterday. You heard hundreds of people yesterday there in Raleigh at the General Assembly building. Governor Pat McCrory says he's unsure if he and legislative leaders can agree in a final North Carolina state government budget before the new fiscal year starts in about 2 weeks. McCrory told the Associated Press in an interview yesterday his goal is still to have a budget he can sign into law by July 1st. But McCrory says he has problems with parts of both the House and Senate versions of the two-year spending plan. Negotiations are expected to begin in earnest after the Senate rejected the House version of the budget last night. A conference committee will now work out differences. McCrory laid out several specific concerns he had with the Senate budget 4 weeks ago. He hasn't been as explicit with shortcomings in the House version. And the chairman of North Carolina's Democratic Party and four current or former party leaders are resolving their dispute. The state party released a signed settlement agreement yesterday, settling an internal complaint last month filed against Chairman Randy Voller, who just happens to be the mayor of Pittsburgh. The complaint accused Voller of exceeding his authority by dismissing the executive director and appointing several donors to a party governing board. The parties went through mediation and all five signed a document agreeing that party rules are unclear on the issues and laying out guidance for moving ahead. The agreement also says Voller will direct the new executive director to end contracts with two firms that are at the center of another disagreement. Voller has faced other criticism since being elected in February. The party's first vice chair resigned last week. WCHL News Time, 6:41, 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Willis Wichard, the former judge, has today's commentary. Coming up next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for that well-deserved family vacation. Start your summer vacation with a wow and a new 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. That's phenomenal handling, intelligent technology, and exceptional fuel economy in the 2013 BMW 320i for $297 per month. Performance BMW is known for the promise and the wow. They promise you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional, you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoy.
Wow.
B3899, 36 month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 4654 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $37,417 and selling price of $38,300. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. See dealer for details. Take delivery before June 30th, 2013. No cost maintenance, does not cover tire wear. See BMWUSA.com for more details. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 center of excellence and volume leader. All new BMWs come with no cost maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. No cost means you pay nothing for standard maintenance for the life of the new car warranty.
Wow.
PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com.
Do you know how sometimes certain things will happen that make you feel older than you really are? This is Berkeley Grimble, and that happens to me when folks come into Grimble Jewelers and ask if my dad started the business. No, my dad was a high school principal. I started Grimble Jewelers in 1985 in 350 square feet in Carmel Mall with two small cases of jewelry which I had made. So for 28 years, we have had the pleasure of helping all the smart, fun, enlightened people who live in our great community with all their jewelry needs. But my dad did teach me a lot. Always admit your mistakes and be in relentless pursuit of the truth. And I've tried to make those the guiding principles for Grimble Jewelers. He also taught me that if you have to get ahead by running down the competition, you must be hiding something. So I want to give heartfelt thanks to all of our wonderful customers who have kept us going for 28 years, and I look forward to the next 28. And you know, come to think of it, I could apply for Social Security next year, so I guess I am kind of old.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Good morning. It is 6:43, 17 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Willis Wichard. 15 years ago, the executive director of the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching invited me to membership on the center's foundation board. My parents were public school teachers. I am a product of public education. I now have grandchildren in the public schools. Dr. Mary Jo Allen could not have known what a soft touch I would be for her request. She had made it to a man who could choke up just driving past a schoolhouse. I spent 11 years on the center's foundation board and have now been on its board of trustees for 4 years. I have established and helped to fund scholarships there to honor my mother and the late Simon Terrell of Chapel Hill, who was my teacher and basketball coach at Durham High. I have attended week-long seminars with teachers and been a presenter in briefer programs. I have often thought that with the benefit of NCAT, my mother might have taught longer and my father might have lived longer. Teachers are refreshed, renewed, reinvigorated by the NCAT experience. Retention rate in the profession is significantly higher for teachers with that experience than for those without it. Most important, by enriching teachers, we are enriching their students. On the last full day of the programs I have attended, the participating teachers were asked how they would integrate their NCAT learning into their classrooms. Every one of them knew exactly how they would do it. So why have I become a first-time commentator on WCHL to tell you this? Because we are at serious risk of losing this vital institution. The North Carolina House budget funds it for the coming biennium, but the Senate budget does not. Quality professional development for teachers is not optional. In today's complex world, teaching is a rapidly changing profession, and the only way to prepare North Carolina's students for their future is through relevant and sustained professional learning for their teachers. For the sake of our children, who are our future, let's keep the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching to advance teaching as an art and a profession. Let our state legislators know that in the conference committee, the House position, which retains high-quality professional development for our children's teachers, must prevail. This is Willis Whitchard.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, superstar, disc jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stutz.
Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The Diamond Heels are back on the field this afternoon at 3 o'clock versus LSU in an elimination matchup at the College World Series. Trent Thornton, one of three pitchers who didn't throw on Sunday, will be on the hill today for the Tar Heels. And despite the fact Carolina used eight pitchers, a College World Series record on Sunday, Mike Fox says he liked what his team got done.
Try to get some guys in the game, get their feet wet, you know, get them on the mound in the World Series, and just try to manage the game, you know, from the third or fourth inning on, and so that was actually good. We were able to do that, I think.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tar Heel baseball team hasn't lost back-to-back games all season, and Coach Fox looked for that trend to continue today.
You got to rely on your leaders on your team and to rally, and they've been able to do that all year long. So we have to obviously play a lot better, but you get a day, and sometimes that's good, and I have no doubt we'll be ready Tuesday.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Inside Carolina Athletics, Carolina baseball coming your way at 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have it for you right here on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and streaming live on our website as well, chapelboro.com. Carolina taking on LSU this afternoon, and they have to win to stay there. 6:49, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. A quick look at your traffic and weather together. Celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. It's Rock and Roll Tuesday, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
The new season at Carolina Performing Arts is coming with a celebration of artistic excellence and extraordinary, engaging experiences. Tickets, while they last, are on sale now. CPA Executive Director, Emil Kang.
Our 13-14 season is much more of a whirlwind, transporting you to many different corners of the world, inspiring you to engage with the finest artists from around the world and to some unexpected, exciting places.
September through April will be a season to remember, an experience you won't want to miss at Memorial Hall.
The work that these artists do, they reveal, I think, a little bit about ourselves and about our own journey. And of course, we invite you to be part of that experience.
Build your own ticket packages, and single tickets are now on sale. Visit CarolinaPerformingArts.org. The best seats are going fast and will soon disappear.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
All right, time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Right after we take a look at traffic. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. And now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, let's check in with Rand Northam.
Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning to you, too.
How are you doing today?
Just fantastic.
Feels like Rock and Roll Tuesday today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you got it. And it also feels like Carolina baseball today.
Oh, man, Carolina baseball. Big, big day.
Can't wait.
You know, we don't want this to be the end of the athletic season for North Carolina.
Exactly right. Yeah. Got to win today.
That's right. Well, taking a look at traffic this morning, things are moving smoothly to start things off. I-40, 15501, NC-54 and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays quite yet, and we hope that stays true. If it doesn't, we'll be sure to let you know. And if you see anything out on the roadways, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior by giving us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, and stick around and see if you know the answer to this trivia question coming up here.
I'm going to try it out.
It is Rock and Roll Tuesday, as you said. So, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you by Glass Half Full in Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 71 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the lower 80s. Chance of rain is 80% all day and 80% tonight. Doesn't sound too good, does it? Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. We're going to start with a big one. Paul McCartney is 71 years old today. Paul McCartney, Sir Paul, 71. Hard to believe. Actress Constance McCashin, who was on Knott's Landing, 66 years old today. John Evans, who was the keyboardist in The Box Tops with Alex Chilton, 65 years old today. Actress Isabella Rossellini, 61 years old today. Actress Carol Kane, 61. Actor Brian Benben, who's on Private Practice, 57 years old today. Singer Alison Moyette, 52. Singer Nathan Morris of Boys to Men is 42 years old today. Country singer Blake Shelton, just as well known for his work on The Voice on TV, 37 years old today. Blake, happy birthday. Guitarist Stephen Chen of Airborne Toxic Event, 35, never heard of them. And also, we got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, Chris Atwater. Happy birthday, Chris! Chris, we're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores at Menomont and on Fortnum Boulevard. They always love taking care of their customers, and we hope you have a really good birthday. Chris Atwater, who lives right here in Chapel Hill, going to be a big-time celebration all day today.
It is Rock and Roll Tuesday!
Yes, sir!
Yeah! Freddie Kiger, the most trivial man I know.
That would be correct.
With
Master
trivial
of Minutia.
Trivia.
That's What's right. up, man?
Not a lot. Officially into it.
At any rate, you know, it didn't make much of a dent in my
summer in the city,
consciousness.
If you will.
Hot damn, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Cool town looking for a kitty. Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
You know, you and I really ought to be locked up somewhere.
Oh, my God. You know, my friend Bill Balcom. Get hold of our own in music trivia.
I've got another guy, Joe Townsend.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of mine. You know Joe?
Yeah, I know Joe.
Yeah, he's a music freak, too.
Oh, man. Well, you know, Bill Balcom is a professional musician.
Oh, I know.
And a very good one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, holy smoke.
Well, anyway, folks, yeah, we're doing Rock and Roll Tuesday, and we're doing it with a North Carolina twist.
All right. All right.
Ready? Everybody ready,
I'm
folks?
Ready, baby.
All right. All right.
Call 929-WCHL if you know the answer to this question.
You strapped in, my friend?
Yes, I am.
All right. Name the female who sang with James Taylor the harmony for Shower the People. Name the female who sang harmony with James Taylor for his single Shower the People.
All right, that's a pretty straightforward question, and let's play just a little bit of that song just to kind of refresh your memory, and you know, here's what it sounds like. Name the female singing backup in the song.
You can play the game and you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. Tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing the fool?
That's the way the song goes. You remember that?
One thing can lead to another. It doesn't take it.
All right, let me go ahead just a little bit.
See.
Here we go. All right, do you have any idea who that woman is who's singing back up on that song with James Taylor? Call right now, 919-29-WCHL, and answer today's rock and roll trivia question. You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers and also swap a trivia prize with one of our previous winners.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
We have two WCHL hometown heroes, Laura Morrison with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, and Vimalit Rajendran, the owner of Vimala's Curry Blossom Cafe. Here's Laura to tell you all about Martha's Day.
Martha was my mom, and she was a victim of domestic violence 17 years ago. Her birthday is in July, and Compass Center also celebrates its first birthday in July, so I thought it was a good time to do a community-wide event. I do something for her birthday every year, but this is the first year I've done something public and charitable, and I mentioned it to Vimala. She was so gracious, and she's like, let's do an event. So it all came together really quickly, and I'm really excited about where it's headed.
Sometimes that's just the way it works here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Laura wanted to do a special event to honor her mom. She wanted to help a local charitable organization, and she turned to Vimalit Rajendran, who's been well known for a long time for getting involved in the community.
Yes, the reason I specifically reached out to her is because I knew she was a victim of domestic violence, mm-hmm. and I thought she'd be willing to connect me with people that would be willing to donate, and I know she's very giving, so it was really exciting, which was really encouraging for me and got me really amped about the event and celebrating my mom in a way that I haven't before.
Martha's Day happens on Monday, July 8th.
It's pretty simple. People will come to dinner, order a meal, pay for their meal. We'll have some folks there encouraging donations. Certain levels of donations will get you certain things from the menu. Donation of more than $250 in person gets you the Martha plate, which will be a special meal and a glass of wine. We're thinking about working something out that my mom would have liked to eat, but I'm not sure how that's going to work. And then we're having live music. The Mahalo Jazz 3 is going to be performing, and I'm sure someone from Compass Center will speak. I will likely speak, but it's just really relaxed. And the other piece of it is a raffle sponsored by DSI Comedy for an iPad Mini.
And this special event, Martha's Day, is to raise money for Compass Center. Once again, here's Laura to tell you about this great local organization.
Compass Center is the organization that now exists after the merger of Family Violence Prevention Center and Women's Center, and they merged last year in July, and so they're celebrating their first birthday, and they do work to end domestic violence, building up women and family and kids.
It's an emotional undertaking, and it takes quite a lot of work to put an event like this together. It happens on July 8th, Martha's Day. That's why Laura Morrison and Vimalit Rajendran are today's WCHL hometown heroes.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
I'm sorry about that. We're asking this rock and roll trivia question this morning with Freddie Kiger on WCHL. And wanted to know, who was the backup singer for James Taylor on this song? And nobody has it right. Unbelievable. You can just kind of use your, logic and figure it out. It was Carly Simon. I can't believe nobody got that correct. I got a lot of calls, but nobody had it right. Everybody wanted to say Carole King. But no, it was Carly Simon. So, I mean, they were married at one time, for heaven's sake, for many years. Oh, well. No winner today. Freddie will be back bright and early tomorrow with another question for you on WCHL. It's going to be a rainy day today. 80% chance of rain all day.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
At 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out.